This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the 2 p.m. news. The headlines first. Election Commission unveils complete schedule and draft code of conduct for House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. Nepal Electricity Regulatory Commission upholds Nepal Electricity Authority's decision to cut power over unpaid dedicated and trunk line tariffs. Second edition of Nepal Premier League to officially commence today in TU Cricket Ground with Janakpur Bolts facing Kathmandu Gurkhas. And India signs landmark US LPG deal securing 10% of annual imports amid trade tensions. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the House of Representatives election, which will be held on March 5, 2026. The program for both the first-past-the-post and proportional representation systems has been published on the Commission's website and the Nepal Gazette. Under the first-past-the-post system, candidate nominations will take place on January 20, 2026 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., with the initial list of candidates released later that evening. The final list will be published on January 23rd, followed by the distribution of election symbols the same day. For the proportional representation system, political parties can apply to participate between December 7 and 9, with the closed list of candidates to be submitted on December 28 and 29. The final list of the proportional representation candidates will be published on February 3, 2026. Voting for the House of Representatives will be held nationwide on March 5, 2026, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Similarly, the Commission has also released the schedule for the National Assembly elections set for January 24, 2026. According to the Commission, the voter list will be published on January 3rd with a window for claims and objections before the final list is released on January 6. Nominations for candidates will take place on January 7, while objections can be filed the following day. Candidates will be able to withdraw their names on January 11 with the final list published later that afternoon. Election symbols will be distributed on January 12th. The election for 18 National Assembly seats will be held on January 24 at designated polling stations from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Likewise, the Commission has also released a draft code of conduct for the upcoming House of Representatives election. The draft has been published on the Commission's official website and stakeholders have been given 1 week to submit their suggestions. According to Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, the Commission aims to ensure that the election is free, fair, impartial, transparent and cost-effective. Political parties, government and non-government bodies, as well as members of the public, are encouraged to provide feedback by November 23rd. Meanwhile, 32 political parties have applied for registration with the Election Commission by the Sunday deadline for the upcoming election. Many of the parties have yet to receive their registration certificates due to incomplete documentation. The Commission has granted them additional time and parties that receive their certificates by November 26 will be eligible to contest the elections. So far, 7 new parties have successfully obtained their certificates, while a total of 125 political parties already hold valid registration. The Election Commission has announced that party registration for election purposes will officially run from today till November 26. The Nepal Electricity Regulatory Commission has upheld a decision by the Nepal Electricity Authority in a dispute over tariffs for electricity supplied through dedicated and trunk lines. The ruling came after two industries, Panchakanya Plastic Industries and Panchakanya Steel, filed complaints arguing against paying the outstanding charges. The Commission declined to issue an interim order, effectively supporting the Nepal Electricity Authority's move to recover unpaid dues. The authority had recently cut power supply to the two industries after giving a 21-day ultimatum for payment. According to the Commission, the authority acted within legal provisions that allow disconnections when tariffs are not paid on time. Industrialists still have the option to challenge the decision in court if they are not satisfied. In a major move to accelerate public infrastructure development, the government has begun terminating long-pending SIC contracts that have stalled for years. The Kathmandu Road Office today issued notices cancelling 25 non-performing road contracts dating from fiscal years 2010-11 to 2022-23. The decision follows directives from Minister Kulman Gissing to take strict action against contractors who fail to deliver projects on time. The contractors were asked to explain delays, but the reasons were deemed unsatisfactory. Under the Public Procurement Act, the government will now proceed with the measures including blacklisting the contractors, confiscating performance guarantees and recovering cost to complete the remaining work. Contractors have been instructed to appear at the division office within 15 days for further legal proceedings. Finance Minister Rameswar Prasad Khanal has reaffirmed the government's commitment to safeguarding the private sector and restoring security following the recent Gen Z protest. Speaking at a program organized by the Inland Revenue Department on the occasion of National Tax Day today, Finance Minister Khanal noted that the protest, which caused around 78 billion rupees in damage to nearly 2,900 buildings across 55 districts, reflected wider societal frustrations among youth. Meanwhile, the Inland Revenue Department, on the occasion of National Tax Day, honoured top taxpayers for the fiscal year 2080-81. Nepal Telecommunications Authority was recognised as the highest corporate taxpayer, while Raj Bahadur Shah topped individual income tax contributions. Every year, on the 1st of Mangsir, Nepal observes National Tax Day to commemorate the introduction of the value-added tax, VAT, in the country. This year, the day is being observed under the theme, The Essence of the Tax System, the Foundation of Investment. The second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL cricket tournament begins today at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. According to the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, the opening ceremony started shortly at 2 p.m., followed by the first match at 4 p.m. between defending champions Janakpur Bolts and the Kathmandu Gurkhas. The tournament will run until December 13, featuring 32 matches, including the league stage, playoffs and the final. With newly built parapets that can seat 10,000 spectators and the installation of floodlights, fans can look forward to night matches similar to international venues. The upgraded infrastructure was officially handed over to CAN earlier this week. 8 franchise teams are competing, including last year's finalist Janakpur Bolts and Sudur Pashim Royals, along with Karnali Yaks, Pokhara Avengers, Biratnagar Kings, Chitwan Rhinos, Kathmandu Gurkhas and Lumbini Lions. The winner will receive a cash prize of 11 million rupees, while the runner-up will take home 5.1 million. The third and fourth place teams will earn 2.5 million and 1.5 million rupees respectively. CAN expects to generate around 400 million rupees from this year's event. Meanwhile, the Cricket Association and Nepal Police have urged the public not to crowd around the TU ground as all tickets for the opening day have been sold out, urging fans to watch from the designated areas and cooperate with the security arrangements. Authorities stressed that avoiding unnecessary crowds will help maintain order and ensure a safe environment for everyone attending the matches, and requested fans without tickets to stay home and watch the matches on television, stressing the importance of following security arrangements. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. India has signed a one-year deal with the United States to import 2.2 million tons of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, meeting nearly 10% of the country's annual LPG needs. The supply will come from the U.S. Gulf Coast and marks the first structured U.S. LPG contract for the Indian market. Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri said the move aims to diversify energy sources and ensure secure, affordable fuel for Indian consumers. The deal comes amid ongoing tensions between India and the United States over tariffs, agricultural trade, and India's purchase of Russian oil. While Washington has urged India to reduce Russian oil imports, New Delhi has not confirmed any such commitment. Analysts warned that unresolved U.S. tariffs could reduce India's GDP growth by up to 0.8 percentage points this fiscal year. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division has also stated that currently there is no major weather system affecting the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 19 and 21 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission unveils complete schedule and draft code of conduct for House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. Nepal Electricity Regulatory Commission upholds Nepal Electricity Authority's decision to cut power over unpaid dedicated and trunk line tariffs. Second edition of Nepal Premier League to officially commence today in TU Cricket Ground with Janakpur Bolts facing Kathmandu Gurkhas. And India signs landmark US LPG deal securing 10% of annual imports amid trade tensions. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com through our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.